these polls do have quite a large margin of error. All I can say with them is to take them slightly with a pinch of salt, but don't let them necessarily influence you. You know, if you had, and I'm not even canvassing for myself here, but if you had a person in mind that you wanted to vote for, don't let the polls dictate your vote. It's entirely up to you. But also, you know, when we're on the doors, we're hearing something completely different. And the response I'm getting from all through our social media is completely different to the polls. So it's just important to remember that as well. Now, I'm not saying I don't respect them and I understand their importance during an election, but it is important people remember that there is that margin of error.
The message that's come through over the course of the past week to 2 weeks, both locally and nationally, is that Fine Gael is in almost free fall and that the Harris bounce has stopped bouncing and at the very best, it's now static. Do you concur or do you believe that Fine Gael are being written off prematurely?
I definitely think that people are. I also think people are just reading the headlines. You know, I don't believe that Fine Gael, that bounce has stopped. Again, if you speak to people in person, so many people, and in Donegal as well, it's really important to say, so many people talk so highly of our Taoiseach and that they love his energy. So what I'm hearing in person doesn't necessarily reflect what we're seeing. We also, again, have to remember that during an election, other parties are going to jump on anything to create a story to try and stop that bounce, as you call it. I don't agree. I think Fine Gael are still very strong. And obviously, I wouldn't be with the party if I didn't think that.
And you believe that those who say Nicky Bradley and John McNulty neither have a chance, you believe they're being very premature in their judgment?
I mean, you know, I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell what's going to happen over the weekend. And I am conscious that I'm a first-time candidate. And, you know, I acknowledge that as well. So it is genuinely hard to predict fully what way things are going to go. But I can just keep going back to what I've said. What we're hearing on the doors is very positive. And I would be confident that either myself or John will retain that seat. Come Sunday, we're going to hopefully have some good news.